Well, I think the big thing for our program right now, when I look at all this, is timing. And, you know, I know Bobby and Kevin and Tim and I, we all came in similar times. And we've been successful here. We've been very good at times, but I think we want to go to the next level and we want to be great. And I think that's something we needed was facilities. In today's day and age, you know, everything is about recruiting. And to be able to attract the student athletes that we have figured out that can go to Vanderbilt, that we want to get here, we needed the next level. To get to the next level, we needed the next level in facilities. The FCC conference, as you know, in women's basketball, is an incredible conference. And the facilities that we see when we're on the road are phenomenal. And I think we're just going to be able to match those facilities and be just as current. You want to always stay current with your program. You always want to stay in a place where you can attract the highest level recruits. And that's what we're trying to do. We've already been talking to our recruits about the facilities. We will continue to do so. But again, I think David has done an incredible job. I know, like I said earlier, timing-wise, I came in and sat down with him last season and said, you know, this, for us to get to the next level, and if we're a match, if you want the same thing we want, is to get past the Sweet 16 and get to a Final Four like you're seeing LSU and Tennessee every year, you know, we have to do some things for the program. And David's response was, we're already working on that. You know, Bobby's already been in, Kevin's already been in, Tim's already been in, and we're all in a similar position and place in time where this is something that we all felt that we needed. And, you know, I can't tell you how excited I am. I'm thrilled to death to be a part of this and to be at Vanderbilt and see the changes that have been made. When I came here, the changes that had just been made at Memorial in 02 were one of the reasons I came here. I came here for the tradition. I came here for the conference. I came here for the competition, everything. But I also came here because they had just upgraded facilities. Well, now 6 years later, I'm in a situation where we need to do that again to stay current. So these state-of-the-art facilities that you're seeing today is exactly what I feel our program needs, and I know is going to help us in the future. And I'm looking forward to getting in there. Thank you.
I share in Melanie's excitement, but mainly because my son's baseball team is playing in the state tournament this afternoon. That's the truth. But I used to work for a guy who always said that people get good for a reason or they get bad for a reason. And as simple as that sounds, I think that there was a conscious decision made, whether it be by the board, whether it might have been by then Chancellor Gee, David, Todd Turner, maybe to a lesser extent, because as coaches and sometimes just athletic administrators, you don't always control those decisions. But the decision was made at the top for us to get good, if you don't mind my use of the English language there. And and I think that decision was made, again, by the people that have to make it in order for it to be executed. You can hire the best coaches anywhere, and if you don't have commitment on the part of the people that control where the money is spent and by the people that are making the hardest and biggest decisions on the campus, then it's not going to make any difference. Fortunately for Melanie, Bobby, Tim, and I, and other coaches in this department, we've arrived at Vanderbilt at a time where the decision's been made that it's important to be good. And I think that's being reflected in our on-the-field success. I don't think there's a coach worth anything that would tell you that the most important thing about what we do is what we can do to affect the quality of the student-athlete's experience. And I think that whether in our situation it's new locker rooms, but quite frankly, the locker room is the last, really the last thing that we need. We're at the tail end of ours. I know we're kind of on the front end of Bobby's now, but the practice gym, our new offices, all of those things have impacted recruiting. We're in a little bit of an arms race in this thing that we call facilities, because everybody's trying to outdo the other, and if you don't try to outdo, then you're going to get left behind, which is essentially what Melanie said. And what we're really grateful for, what I'm grateful for as a coach, and what my athletes are grateful for, is that our administration decided that we're not going to get left behind. Maybe there was a day in time that Vanderbilt was left behind, and I'm sure that contributed, as John referred to us being lovable losers. But I think those days are over. I think you can look across the board. We're having greater academic success, and we've always had academic success here. If you want to hear a startling statistic, it's been since before 1980, that a Vanderbilt men's basketball player that played basketball as a senior that didn't get his degree. There hasn't been a single guy here that played basketball at Vanderbilt as a senior since before 1980 that doesn't have his degree. And so we've always had classroom success, but now we're equating that success on the court and on the playing fields, and it's something that we're really proud of and really fortunate to be a part of. And I thank David because I've been, like Bobby, like Melanie, like Tim, one of the fortunate ones that other people have called and inquired about. And when you have a commitment from your administration like we have here and the opportunity to succeed with the kind of student-athletes that we have the pleasure to coach, you have no desire to go anyplace else. You don't want to be anywhere else. You want to be here because you see it happening right before your eyes. You see how far we've come in the 9 years that I've been here, and that's all I can gauge. But, again, we're excited as coaches because the people above us are giving us reasons to be excited, and the reasons that we get excited is just our opportunities to be successful. Are we supposed to take questions or sit down?
Afterwards.
Okay. Good.
You'll get to it.
Well, I agree 100%. We are extremely excited and proud of our facilities upgrades, and we're very appreciative in the football office. Our team is excited. Our coaching staff is excited. And, you know, we're extremely excited because it's already started, and we can see it every day. And, you know, we're going to enjoy watching the upgrades come about. And I just want to take an opportunity to thank the administration from Chancellor Geek when he started talking about seeking excellence in athletics, just like we do in every other phase of the university. And then now Chancellor Zepos and Vice Chancellor Williams and everybody who's involved with this kind of vote of confidence in our athletic programs. And I think that's just what it is. It's a vote of confidence saying you're on the right track, but we're going to help you a little bit more. And not a little bit more, a lot more. We're going to help you a great deal. They've gone about it, I think, in the perfect way. They've investigated. They've decided what we can do, and they've taken it to the limit. And we really appreciate that. I think the design is fantastic. You know, we went out and looked at other stadiums and things like that, but we have a great building right here, a very efficient building, and we're going to make this building even better. And we've got everything an athlete would need in this building right here, so there's no need to build something over there right now. So we're going about it the right way, and nobody's slowing down either. I mean, people are working hard. The architects are in here all the time checking out things and drawing and asking us questions. It's been fantastic. So we're extremely excited, like I've said about 15 times already. But it's true. And I think it's going to help our program a great deal. Hopefully it's going to turn into some wins and things that will make our fans proud of our program. And we're anxious to be able to use these new facilities and make our program better.
Thank you, Coach.